Yes.
Councilmember Christensen.
Here.
Councilmember Laraway.
Yes.
Council President McPherson.
Here.
Mayor Steer.
Here. And if you would join me for the Pledge of Allegiance, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. All right, first item, we need to consider to amend the agenda.
Okay, I move we amend the agenda to add 7B, elect council president for the 2021 term.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to add a new item under business 7B to elect the council president for the 2021 term. Is there any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed? And that motion carries. Next item is the consent agenda. Are there any questions, comments, or anything you'd like to pull for discussion or a motion?
I move we approve the consent agenda as published.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to approve the consent agenda as published. Chris, would you poll the council?
Councilmember Cardozo?
Yes.
Councilmember Christensen?
Yes.
Councilmember Laraway?
Yes.
Council President McPherson?
Yes.
And that motion carries. Item 6A is a public hearing tabled from November 17, 2020, December 1, 2020, and December 15, 2020. And consideration on case numbers 20-01-ZC and 2002-S for Sarasol Subdivision. The staff had requested this item be tabled to a date certain, and there is some requested information that is incomplete. I believe that is the information from ACHD that we're waiting for that hasn't come in yet. So should be good to go by the next council meeting, which is the 19th of January.
So motion to do that?
Yeah, we just need a motion.
Okay, I move we table the public hearing for case number 2001ZC and 2002S until the January 19th, 2021 meeting.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to table this item for the January 19th meeting. Is there any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed? And that motion carries. Item B is a public hearing in consideration to approve 2002ZC and 2005-S for Rockaway Cove Subdivision. This item has also been requested to be tabled without a date certain.
Okay, then I move we table 20-02ZC and 20-05S.
I will second that.
Motion is made and seconded. Is there any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
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 All opposed? And that motion carries. Item 7A, consideration to approve resolution number R01-2021. This is a resolution declaring the city of Cuna, Idaho to be a Second Amendment sanctuary city. Whereas the right of people to keep and bear arms is guaranteed as an individual right under Second Amendment to the United States Constitution and under the Constitution of the State of Idaho, Article 1, Section 2, And whereas the right of people to keep and bear arms for defense of life, liberty, and property is regarded as an inalienable right by the people of the city of Cuna, Idaho. And whereas Cuna, Idaho City Council has been elected to represent the people of Cuna, Idaho, and being duly sworn to their oath of office to uphold the United States Constitution and the Constitution of the State of Idaho. And whereas the citizens of Cuna are opposed to any legislation considered by the Idaho State Legislature or United States Congress that would infringe upon the right to keep and bear arms and would ban the possession and use of firearm magazines, ammunition, or accessories now employed by individual citizens of Cuna, Idaho for defense of life, liberty, and property, or would require a firearm owner's ID card or the tax or tax the possession of firearms or ammunition within Cuna, Idaho. Now therefore it is hereby resolved that the Cuna City Council hereby declares the city of Cuna to be a Second Amendment sanctuary city. Be it further resolved, the City of Cuna Council does hereby oppose the enactment of any legislation that would infringe upon the rights of the people to keep and bear arms, and consider such laws to be unconstitutional and beyond lawful legislative authority. Be it further resolved, the people of Cuna, Idaho affirm support of the Cuna Police Department, and additionally, specifically, to exercise sound discretion to not enforce against any citizen any unconstitutional laws. Be it further resolved that the Cuna City Council will not appropriate any funds for enforcement of unconstitutional laws against the people of Cuna, Idaho. And I guess where this is a resolution, if we could have a motion to adopt that resolution.
Okay, I move we adopt resolution number R01-2021.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to adopt resolution number R01-2021. Is there any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? And that motion carries. Item B is to elect a council president for the 2021 term. We had forgotten to put this on the agenda, so we amended to make that, to get that done. And I believe where this is something that is mostly between council members, I didn't feel that it would be inappropriate to go ahead and add that on at a late date. So that's why it wasn't on there, but I don't think that we're causing any problems by amending the agenda to include that. So I guess at this point, whatever council's direction would be on that, if we can have nominations for council president or any discussion ahead of those nominations would be fine also.
Mayor, if
yes.
I could have the floor. Bill?
You may.
Bill, when you wake up.
Okay, good point. I made it all the way out to Black Cat, and I realized I didn't go over to 10 mile.
Oh.
I didn't have a way to get in the door, so I've
been sitting out there since 5:30.
No, not really. Let's try 6.
You went to Wilder, didn't you?
my question was, is in the past, the president was elected every 2 years when we changed council, kind of by tradition. Why did we change to a one-year term?
You know, I can't tell you the answer, but Mr. Mayor, Council Cardozo, I don't know the answer to that question. All I know is that's what's in the book. Change it back if you want to. That's just there.
Okay.
It really, and it's a state statute. I think it should be too many. Regarding the appointment of the president, and it's a state code section, and I kind of think that's probably why it's on the annual thing, why it's in the ordinance instead.
Okay.
You can switch it, we could change it, I think, so we can make it start.
I don't remember us even ever discussing this, do you?
Yeah, we had that on the issue was that we had a council member that was a council president that didn't care to talk to the mayor. And that was one of the requirements of being a council president was to communicate with the mayor to keep updated on things. And so in order to change that, then we had to make it where you could change council president in an odd year rather than the every two-year term. So that's why that was originally changed. We can certainly go back to doing it in an election year like was done in the past, if that's what council desires.
I guess I have no objection. I just don't remember discussion on it is what I was questioning. So.
Bill Gagray, city attorney, who is now awake and properly instructed. Mr. Mayor, Councilman Cardoza, if I'm not mistaken, I know we revised that because it had to do more with the duties of the of the president of the council. I don't remember we addressed anything with regards to what year it came up on the appointment, and I think that was when Brianna was here that we did that.
Okay. Thank you, Bill.
Yeah, you're welcome.
All right. Any further discussion on that? That's actually, since we'd want to do it in a on an election year, we would actually want to change that next year if we're going to do that, I think. So we can do that next year. But anyway, so I guess at this point, if there's no further discussion on that, if we have any nominations for council president.
Mayor, if I could. I think it's only wise for us to continue letting Councilman McPherson continue in that role. He's, you know, the last 3 months has really excelled in taking that on, and to continue, I think, would be a good thing.
I'll second that, if that's a nomination.
It's a nomination.
Okay, we have a nomination and a second for Councilmember McPherson. Is there any other nominations? All right. Then with that, all those in favor of current council president Greg McPherson continuing in that role, please signify by saying aye.
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 Is there anyone opposed? And that motion carries.
Thank you.
All right, I learned my lesson on the last one. I'm going to have a drink before I start this one. All right, item 8A is ordinances. This is consideration to approve ordinance number 2021-01. An ordinance of the City Council of the City of Cuna making certain findings and enlarging the boundaries of the Cuna Municipal Irrigation System by the inclusion of Ada County Assessors DB Development LLC and declaring water rights appurtenant thereto are pooled for delivery purposes, and directing the city clerk to record this ordinance and as provided by law, and directing the city engineer to provide notice of this ordinance to the New York Irrigation District, the owners, and update the irrigation system map, and providing an effective date. And this will be another simple irrigation addition, so I think we're okay to waive the three readings if you so wish.
Okay. I would then move we waive three readings of ordinance 2021-01.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to waive the three readings of ordinance 2021-01. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? That motion carries.
I then move we approve ordinance number 2021-01.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to approve ordinance 2021-01. Chris, would you poll the council?
Councilmember Cardoza?
Yes.
Councilmember Christensen?
Yes.
Councilmember Larraway?
Yes.
Council President McPherson?
Yes.
And that motion carries. Item 8B is consideration to approve ordinance 2021-02, an ordinance of the City Council of the City of CUNA making certain findings and rezoning certain real property, to wit, Ada County parcel numbers R05017103 40, R05017103 60, and R05017103 80, owned by the Challenger Development Incorporated, situated within the corporate limits of the City of CUNA, Ada County, Idaho, and amending the zoning map and directing the city engineer and the city clerk and providing an effective date.
Okay. Again, I believe we could waive three. I move we waive three readings of ordinance number 2021-02.
Second.
Motion is made and seconded to waive the three readings of ordinance 2021-02. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? That motion carries.
I then move we approve ordinance 2021-02.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to approve ordinance 2021-02. Chris, would you poll the council?
Councilmember Cardoza?
Yes.
Councilmember Christensen?
Yes.
Councilmember Larraway?
Yes.
Council President McPherson?
Yes.
And that motion carries. Item 8C, consideration to approve ordinance number 2021-03. An ordinance of the City Council of the City of CUNA making certain findings and rezoning certain real property, to wit, Ada County parcel number R85553-40190, owned by Dennis and Helen Wolfgram, and parcel number R85553-40180, owned by Leet Family Revocable Trust, situated within the corporate limits of the City of CUNA, Ada County, Idaho, and amending the zoning map and directing the city engineer and city clerk and providing an effective date.
Okay, I move we waive three readings of ordinance 2021-03.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to waive the three readings of ordinance 2021-03. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
I move we approve ordinance 2021-03.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to approve ordinance 2021-03. Chris, would you poll the council?
Councilmember Cardoza?
Yes.
Councilmember Christensen?
Yes.
Councilmember Larraway?
Yes.
Council President McPherson?
Yes.
And that motion carries. We have two items for executive session. Under Idaho Code, well, actually, I'll just let you make a motion if you would like to include all those numbers in there.
Okay, and who do we need in it?
Let's see, Nancy, myself, and probably legal can be here for that first one.
Okay. So we're just doing it for A then, or do it for both?
Do it for A, and then we'll, let's see. We'll do Nancy, Bill, and Council. And item B will be Lisa and Bill. Okay. And then we'll need to appoint, who do you want to have the... I guess, Bill, do you want to do the Bill will keep minutes.
Okay, I then move we adjourn to executive session pursuant to Idaho Code Section 74-206-1A to include Nancy Stauffer, Mayor Steer, and Attorney Bill Gray-Gray. And then for Section B under Idaho Code 74-206-1D&E to include Lisa Holland and again Bill Gray-Gray, and appoint Bill Gray-Gray to be the record keeper for both sessions.
Second.
Okay. We have a motion and a second. Did we want to do polling the council on these, Bill, or we can just do a vote? Okay. All right. So if everyone will excuse us, we will go into executive session. Okay. So, Chris, would you poll the council?
Councilmember Cardoza?
Yes.
Councilmember Christensen?
Yes.
Councilmember Larraway?
Yes.
Council President McPherson?
Yes.
And that motion carries. Thank you.